Morning Watch, Day 4, Philippians Week 6, Taking Christ as Our Power and Secret. Philippians 4, 10-13. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, because now at length you have caused your thinking for me to blossom anew, for which matter you had indeed taken thought, but lacked opportunity. Not that I speak according to lack, for I have learned, in whatever circumstances I am, to be content. I know also how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In everything and in all things I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me. Related verses. Philippians 3:9. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. Colossians 1:27-29. To whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we announce, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man full grown in Christ. For which also I labor, struggling according to His operation, which operates in me in power. Ephesians 3:16. That He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit into the inner man. Hebrews 13:5. Let your way of life be without the love of money, being satisfied with the things which are at hand. For He Himself has said, I shall by no means give you up, neither by any means shall I abandon you. 1 Timothy 6:6-8-9. But godliness with contentment is great gain. But having food and covering, with these we will be content. But those who intend to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge men into destruction and ruin. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 4:10, note 1. Referencing the word blossom. The Greek word means to sprout and bloom, implying that the Philippian believers' thinking toward the apostle was a matter of life. For some time, their thinking for Paul had been dormant. But when Paul wrote this epistle, their thinking for him had begun to blossom anew, just like a plant sprouting and blooming. Philippians 4:11, note 1. Referencing the word content. Self-sufficient, satisfied in oneself. This is a word used by the Stoics, who taught that a person should be content in all circumstances. Being content is the opposite of the Epicurean practice referred to in chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. Philippians 4:12, note 1. Referencing the word abased. Humbled in lowly circumstances. Philippians 4:12, note 2. Referencing the word abound. To live in abundance. Philippians 4:12, note 3. Referencing the word in. In everything means in each matter. In all things means in all matters. Together, these two phrases encompass all the things in the course of human life. Paul learned the secret of experiencing Christ, to experience Him in everything and in every place. Philippians 4:12, note 4, referencing the word I have been initiated. The metaphor here refers to a person's being initiated into a secret society with instruction in its rudimentary principles. After Paul was converted to Christ, he was initiated into Christ and the body of Christ. He then learned the secret of how to take Christ as life, how to live Christ, how to magnify Christ, how to gain Christ, and how to have the church life, all of which things are rudimentary principles. Philippians 4:12, note 5, referencing the word filled, satisfied. Philippians 4:12, note 6, referencing the word abound, to have abundance, sufficiency, more than enough. Philippians 4:12, note 7, referencing the word lack, to be in want, to suffer privation. Philippians 4:13, note 1, referencing the word in. Paul was a person in Christ, and he desired to be found in Christ by others. Now he declared that he was able to do all things in him, the very Christ who empowered him. This is an all-inclusive and concluding word on his experience of Christ. It is the converse of the Lord's word in John 15:5, concerning our organic relationship with him. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Philippians 4:13, note 2, referencing the word empowers. The Greek word means makes dynamic inwardly. Christ dwells in us. He empowers us, makes us dynamic from within, not from without. By such inward empowering, Paul was able to do all things in Christ. Portions from the Life Study Messages. According to chapter 4, verses 10 through 13, Paul applies the secret he has learned to his circumstances in prison. In 4:13, we find the secret to which Paul refers in verse 12. Here, Paul says that he is in Christ, and the one who empowers him. In chapter 3, Paul testified that he pursued Christ in order to gain him and be found in him. Now in 4:13, Paul says that he is in him. In Christ, as the one who empowers him, Paul could do all things. To appreciate Paul's word, we need to join the phrase in him in 4:13 to the same phrase in 3:9. In 3:9, Paul aspired to be found in him. In 4:13, Paul declared that being in him, he could do all things in the one who empowered him. This is the secret. Our circumstances may change, but the enjoyment of the Lord is the same.